98.5, Star 98 with Steve and Laura.
Did you ever think that you would see the day where I come back from a trip and have not made a plane friend?
No.
And not just not made a plane friend, but made a plane enemy. I hated this dude, okay? And I didn't even actually have to sit right beside him. It was a three seats aisle and then three seats. So he was window seat guy. There was a kid in the middle of the two of us.
Like how old? Like 10, 12?
Actually, we were probably all the same age, probably right around 35.
Okay.
But he was in the middle, thank God. And then I was on the aisle. So first of all, let me back this up before we even get on the plane. We're all sitting, waiting to board. And you know how they call, okay, first class, then people that, you know, might need a little extra assistance.
Right.
Then zone one to zone 100, it seems.
Yeah.
This idiot comes running, not even like, oh, not running, like he's late from somewhere, but just that he's charging, thinking he's important, cuts in front of everyone that has been standing there in their proper zone, and he has some big, dumb fishing pole thing that he's also gonna try to get on this plane. And of course they're like, well, sir, I don't think that the whatever. Right away I don't like him. Because I thought, you just cut everybody.
Yeah.
And why are you so important that you think you can do that? But he gets on the plane. I like to always wait until everybody's kind of on the plane, no matter what my zone is, because I'd rather sit in that openness than sit in a cramped, stuffy plane waiting for everybody to ram their things in the overhead bins that don't fit there
right.
and under the seat in front of them and argue who's sitting with who and who's... Yeah, okay, so I wait. Okay, it's pretty empty now in the gate area, so I can get on. Well, wouldn't you know, I'm sitting with fishing pole dude. He's by the window. There's a kid between us and then me.
The kid is the same age as
and
you,
my kid, yes, right. about the same age as all of us. But this guy, okay, has his leg crossed now. Not just crossed in front of him, but like spread out like he's cool. Do you know what I mean? Like he has his foot up on his knee, smashed into the kid next to us, who is also our age. And he has no socks on with his fancy loafers because he's trying to be cool. And dorky glasses, which, listen, my glasses are dorky too. But I'm not trying to be cool. I'm just trying to see. I don't even think he needed glasses. He was just trying to look the part.
I so can see this person right now. I see him.
I hated him already. So as I get to the seat now, the kid and him are sitting there. And you can tell the kid is not really wanting to talk to this guy. And by kid, yes, they were the same age. But this guy's like, oh, and then, you know, college sports and blah, blah, blah. No, normally I would love to join in this conversation and meet both of these people and become lifelong plane friends
sure.
with them. And college sports right up my alley. Because he's talking about all the football stadiums that he's visited in his whole 35 years of life and how awesome he is. And he's like, oh, yeah, and then I went to that stadium, and then I went to this stadium, and then I went to... Ohio State, yeah, they suck, blah, blah, blah. As I'm putting my Ohio State purse under the seat in front of me. And then he sees it, and he's like, oh, my God, a Buckeye purse? To which I say, yep. And you know me, that is not my typical demeanor. But this guy is a tool, and I can't stand him already. So I shove it under, and I thought, dear God, this is going to be the longest flight of my life, and I have now officially ended my reign of making awesome plane friends, because I hate this guy. And the kid between us is probably like, thank God she sat down, because she saved me from this guy. But I don't, because thank God the flight attendant is now bringing headphones through the cabin, because they have those little screens on the seat in front of you to watch a movie.
Yeah.
I normally would never do that, because I'll be chit-chatting with people, making friends. No. I was like, I don't care what I'll watch cartoons. I'll watch whatever. I am not listening to this guy the entire flight from Chicago to Pittsburgh. I'm not doing it. So then, okay, flight attendant now comes through. I put my headphones in, and I am listening at full volume. I'm probably deaf now, trying to drown out this blockhead by the window. As the poor kid between us is forced to listen to him now, who's also our age, not a kid. But anyway, so headphones come through. I put those in. Now beverage cart is coming through. So I get the book out, and I'm trying to look to see what kind of juices they have.
Yeah.
Because also, might I add, we are in the exit row, which I take that responsibility seriously, because if something goes down, I'm saving you people.
Right.
But jerk face next to the window decides that he doesn't care about saving people because he's about to get bombed with his beverages, and he orders not one, but two scotches. Of course you do, buddy. Of course you do.
So
and
difficult.
He says, before the flight attendant gets to us, as I'm perusing the juices, he says to the kid, whoever, between us, oh, yeah, I don't like to drink alone, so I'm buying. I mean, whatever you want, I'm buying. And the kid... The kid's like, well, I'll have a beer, whatever. So I order my cranberry apple juice. He orders a beer. And this idiot orders not one, but two scotches. She hands them across both of us to him. Oh, and a glass of ice. Here comes that glass. Oh, and a glass of water, too. You have four beverages now, okay? Of course you do, because you're an ignoramus, okay? So here he is with his four beverages. Now, here's where the story, this is not his fault, but I'm mad at him for it. I have a can of cranberry apple juice and a glass of ice, which I didn't even ask for the ice. I would have drank out of the can, whatever. But I'm balancing both, because we're in the aisle, so we don't have this.
Yeah.
Or in the exit row, so we don't have the flip down things. You have these little things that come out of the side dress.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Work.
It's real hard. So anyways, so I have both of those in my hands, and I thought, well, let me just drink some of this juice, and then I'll put the rest of the can in the glass of ice, because now they're coming through collecting
sure.
garbage. So I yep. hand the can. He starts handing empty bottles, and God knows what he's doing over there with his legs crossed,
yeah.
taking up the whole aisle and row and everything. And so now I have a glass with ice in it and juice. And my headphones back in, blasting whatever movie happened to be on so I can drown him out. And I feel a tap on my shoulder. Not from him, but from the aisle, a flight attendant. And she says something. I can't hear it because, of course, I'm blasting this guy out. So I take an earpiece out, and I'm like, what? And she said whatever she said again, which I still don't hear. So I take both of them out. And she says to me, oh, I'm really sorry. You're not allowed to have a full glass in the exit row. So I'm going to have to take your juice.
What?
I said she was kidding. I'm like, this is not happening. I'm like, are you serious? And she said, well, yeah, so you can either just drink all that or I have to take it. So meanwhile, I'm drinking apple juice mixed with cranberry juice,
right.
and this fool is drinking two scotches and carry it on like an idiot, and I have to give up. So she took my juice.
Wow.
So then, of course, that sets him off. Oh, guess they had to cut you off. Shut up, dude. I will punch you right in the face. So middle kid is like, God help me now. So then he starts saying, oh, yeah, so I'm going to wherever. You guys ever been there? I just put my headphones back in. I don't even answer. I hear kid next to us say, no, I've never been there. He's like, oh, yeah, well, it's about an hour away. I got to take an Uber. So what do you do? Like, where do you work? How do you transition from that? I don't even know. So the kid in the middle, of course, is not trying to show off and act like he's wannabe rich guy. And he says, well, I'm an engineer. I, you know, troubleshoot plane things. Good position, right?
Good gig,
smart
yeah.
kid. But he's not bragging about it. An idiot by the window is like, oh, yeah, I do what... I zoned him out again. He's like, oh, I do whatever. I mean, oh, it's kind of boring, but I mean, it pays really good. So, like, of course it does, dude. You are probably unemployed. Shut up. Take your fishing pole and get off this plane in mid-flight. Please, do us all a favor. Open the exit door
this
and get
crazy.
Out.
Well, you're in charge of the exit door. You could have made
I should have just booted him right out. Everybody would have been like, yeah, good for you, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
So needless to say, I made my first plane enemy.
That is terrific. I never
and I
thought
knew.
It would happen.
As soon as he went, oh, I went to Ohio State, sucked. Ugh. I'm like, I'm going to hate this guy. This is going to be the worst flight
That's
of my
not
life.
True. You were going to hate him as soon as you saw him
yeah,
butting in front of everybody.
Yeah, as he cut in front of everybody yeah. right away, I was like, this guy's a loser, and I hate him.
Starting your day, it's Steve and Laura, Star 98.